Mr. Farney gave me my money after you paid him.
Well, that day when I went to his office to pay him my debt, Mr. Farney was talking to you on the phone, and it appeared that you were telling him that you would bounce his check. I don't know whether you remember that or not. It would be a great help to me if you did.
No, I actually cashed the check the day I got it from him.
Well, that's strange, because when I was there, Mr. Farney was pretending he was talking on the phone with you.
I don't know. So, are you saying that Mr. Farney denies giving you permission to sell the property? Is that right?
Yes, unfortunately.
But why?
Thanks for the tea, ma'am. Listen, Miss Bezorgme, may I ask you a question first?
Of course.
Are you Mr. Farney's sister?
His sister? Who told you that?
Mr. Farney's secretary.
No, he probably lied to his secretary. No, I'm not Mr. Farney's sister.
Well, thank God for that at least. I do feel relieved now. You see, Miss Bezorgme, Mr. Farney claims that I sold the property without asking his consent, so he could then take me to court and somehow, well, get some money out of me. So to be honest, we came here today to ask, well, to ask your permission about whether you could act as our witness and testify in the court about how Mr. Farney gave me permission to sell the property. This way, the truth will come out about Mr. Farney and my innocence will then be proven.
Actually, Mr. Farney hasn't contacted me in a long time. But he called me just before you came here. Maybe he called... He probably called because he felt threatened. Was Mr. Farney aware that you were coming here?
No. We went to the office, though, and asked his secretary for your address, but Mr. Farney arrived then, and of course he just told us to leave.
I see. So how did you find my address then?
His secretary's brother-in-law brought us here. He said he had delivered an envelope here before.
That's right.
Would you be able to act as our witness in court?
Miss Bezorgme will need to speak to Mr. Farney first.
I understand, but if she speaks with Mr. Farney, he'll just feed her a bunch of lies to make her think he's innocent.
Yes, that's right. I think if Miss Bezorgme were to try and speak with Mr. Farney, then, well, it's very likely that he'll trick her with his lies.
Miss Bezorgme isn't a child. No one's going to trick her.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Excuse me, Mr. Faramond. What you just told us is one side of the story. Miss Bezorgme will need to hear Mr. Farney's side, too.
Why should I have to speak with Mr. Farney? I'll go to the court and tell them whatever I know. It's not my problem to figure out who's telling the truth and who's lying here. The court and the judge have to decide that.
Well, why shouldn't we talk with Farad? Mr. Farney, I mean, of course. It won't hurt anyone.
You're our only hope, Miss Bezorgme. If you don't help us, my brother will have to pay either Mr. Farney a whole lot of money or we'll have to spend a few years behind bars just because of one lie. My whole family will fall apart that way.
Very well. Why don't you give us your contact details and we will call you later.
Who was that other lady?
I don't know.
She seemed to be good friends with Farney.
How come?
Didn't you see how she even mentioned Farney's first name, Farhad? I don't think she'll testify on our behalf.
Why do you say that?
Because that other lady was against it.
Miss Bezorgme is the one that matters. She really wanted to help us in this.
Yeah, but it seemed like Miss Bezorgme listens to her a lot, you know.
So now we know why he suddenly thought of you.
Do you know what he told me over the phone? He said he wanted to tell me that he's not as mean as I think he is.
He is such a mean jerk.
Why did you tell them that I have to speak with Fahad first?
So you can talk to him.
Why? Do you think they're lying?
Of course not. They looked pretty religious to me.
And Fahad is the biggest liar on earth.
There's no denying it.
So why did you scare them off then?
Because Mr. Faramon needs to find another way to prove his innocence.
What do you mean?
I mean, you can't go and testify against Farad.
Why can't I? Talk properly so I can understand what you're saying, Faranak.
Well, since you're short of money for buying a house, now is the best time for getting some money off Farad so that you can stop being a tenant for good.
Oh, so you mean I should tell him, you have to give me $100 million to a month so I don't testify against you?
Exactly.
No, I can't do such a thing.
Why not?
Because it's unethical.
Why is it unethical? Isn't it unethical that no one cares about the troubles that a lonely woman like yourself has to face in a huge city?
The troubles you're talking about were made for me by this exact person, the one who you don't want me to testify against.
Saha, why don't you think about your future instead of seeking revenge against Farad? You need to take advantage of this very precious opportunity.
I'm going to go to court and testify against Fahad. I'm not going to lose this opportunity. Oh, I can't wait to see the look on his face when he sees me there. It'll make me so happy.
That's your problem right there. You get overly emotional. You got emotional a few years ago as well when Farad told you he loves you, and in return for that, you lost a few years of your life to him. And now you're getting emotional again just to make yourself feel better. You're willing to lose 100 million tomans because of it.
Faranak, I'm going to make Farad pay for everything he's done.
Saha, please, act wisely. Instead of making Farad pay for everything he's done, make him give you what you deserve. If you go and testify against him, then you will never be able to get money off him anymore.
Did she agree to testify or not?
Well, she's got my number now, and she said that she'll let me know.
I don't think she'll call. She just wanted to get rid of us. I told Mehdi as well. I don't think she'll come to court. I mean, she seemed like a nice lady. She didn't seem bad, but I think the other lady might talk her out of it.
Why should she have to talk her out of it? They don't know Mehdi. They've got nothing against him.
No, they haven't got anything against Mehdi, but it was obvious that the other lady was on Fani's side. You saw what she did when Miss Bazorgmia said she'll come to court. She gave her this look, which made the lady freeze.
Hey, Mehdi, why don't you call your lawyer, Mr. Caradmond, and tell him Miss Bazorgmia doesn't plan on coming to court? He might show you some other way, darling.
Yes, Mehdi, if you tell Mr. Caradmond, he'll do something that'll make her receive a subpoena from court, and then she has to come.
Yes, she's right. She can't tell the judge or the court she's not coming.
But if you drag her to court by force, she might lie. She might say, I never heard the things you two said to each other.
No, sweetheart, she can't lie in court, because she's got to put her hand on the Quran and swear by it. It's not so simple.
She's not going to wait around to receive a subpoena if she plans on not coming to court. She can just go out of town or something.
Stop talking behind that poor woman's back. We don't know whether or not she's going to come. Hey, Mehdi, wait a few days. If she doesn't call you, then you call her yourself. And if she still refuses to come and testify, then go tell Mr. Caradmond. He's a lawyer. He'll know what to do.
Okay.
I hope that Fani goes to hell. He hasn't given us any peace these past few days.
I don't know why, but I have a feeling that Miss Bazorgma will come to the court.
I hope so.
Why aren't you eating?
I'm not hungry.
Yes, you are. Eat it. If you don't eat, I will leave. What happened? Have you made up your mind? I'm talking to you. Do you plan on teaching Farad a lesson again or not?
He won't do it again. Farhad won't give me money anymore.
First of all, he has to pay up. If he doesn't, you'll do what you wanted to do. You'll go to court and testify in Farahman's behalf. Yeah? Well, call him right now and tell him what you're going to do.
I've got another idea. I'm going to invite him over here for dinner.
Very funny.
First, I want to trick him the way that he tricked me.
Uh-huh. That's a great idea. Hello, Farad. How are you, sweetie? Can you hear me? You know how I was feeling when we were apart. I was going crazy.
You're crazy.
Hey, Dad, my Xbox isn't working. Dad!
What?
My Xbox stopped working in the middle of my game.
I'll tell Mr. Bakshi to get it repaired tomorrow.
Come on, Dad, come and take a look at it. You can fix it yourself.
I don't know how, Maysam. And I can't be bothered with it. Go.
Come on, Dad, you might be able to fix it.
Maysam, that's enough for one night. You're not supposed to spend all your time playing games.
Come on, Dad.
Maysam, I said I'm not in the mood for it.
But my game was half finished.
I don't care. Leave me alone, okay? Oh, jeez.
Why are you so upset?
I keep telling him I don't know how to fix it. He won't listen to me.
Will he listen if you yell at him?
Leave me alone, Shayeste. I'm not in the mood.
I'll go bring dinner.
I'm not hungry. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad. What about you?
I'm fine.
What's new?
Nothing. Work, fatigue, problems.
The same old things.
Work will always be work. Don't wear yourself out.
Okay. So what's new with you?
I miss you.
I miss you too.
The thing is, I thought you'd come back to me much sooner.
These past few days
have been really hard on me.
It's been hard on me too.
I've made dinner tonight.
It's your favorite meal.
Can you come over here?
Yes. I'm actually pretty hungry.
So come then. I'll be waiting.
All right, I'm on my way.
See you soon.
See you.
Whew.
What is it?
Who was that?
Why do you ask?
Can't you tell me?
Can't I tell you what, Shayesta? It was Jalal.
Did Jalal's voice suddenly make you hungry?
Shayesta, cut me some slack. The poor guy called me today and said, let's go have lunch together. I was busy with work, so I couldn't go. He called me again now and said, let's go have dinner. He would have gotten upset if I said no.
Farhad. I've had enough of this.
Of what?
I'm not as stupid as you think.
I don't know what's wrong with you tonight, Shayesta, but if you plan on picking a stupid fight again, tonight's not the night for it.
Don't forget to buy us some flowers.
Give me a break, Jalal.
Listen.
I'm serious. Flowers mean a lot to women. It makes them turn nice.
Jalal, listen to me. Call my house in 10 minutes and tell Shayesta you're waiting for me at the restaurant and you've been calling my phone, but it hasn't got any reception.
Why should I do that?
I was talking on the phone with Sahar and I think Shayesta overheard.
Did she find out?
She had doubts, but I didn't admit anything. I said I was talking to you about going out for dinner.
There's no way she'll believe you.
That's why I'm telling you to call her. She might believe it then.
She won't believe it, Farhad.
Look, man, just call her. It won't hurt.
All right. Make sure you call me once you've sorted things out with Sahar.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Maisa. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks.
Is your mother home?
Yeah, hold on a minute. Hey, Mom. Uncle Jalal's on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Shayeste. Hello?
Hello.
I thought you got cut off. Do you know where Farhad is?
He left me sitting here in the restaurant
and his phone doesn't have any reception. Hello? Hello? I'm coming, Mom. I'm coming.
Hello.
I told you she won't believe it.
What did she say?
She didn't even let me talk, Farhad.
It doesn't matter. Don't worry, I'll deal with it later.
What did you do? Have you seen Sahar yet?
Not yet.
I'll call you when I come out of her house.
Jalal!
All right, don't keep me waiting. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's taking you so long, Jalal?
Hello.
Hello.
I thought you'd be alone.
Faranak just got here.
I'll come back some other time then.
Mr. Faramand was here.
Who?
Mr. Mehdi Faramand was here. He said you probably knew that he's been looking for me, and that's why you kicked him out of your office.
I don't know what he's told you, but whatever it is, it's a lie.
Do you see who I've lived with all these years?
He came here to talk about his court hearing. He needs a witness.
Do you understand why he came here now? It's so funny. I was about to fall for your tricks again when you called me earlier, but then I told myself, how many times do you have to get bitten by this snake before you come to your senses?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Faramand has asked me to go to court and testify about how you gave him your consent in my presence to sell the property you bought from him.
When did I ever say such a thing?
You don't remember?
No.
How can you not remember? You told him to sell it in my presence. You pointed at me and told him, I owe her money. Give me my money so I can pay my debt to her.
This guy who came crawling over to you took 200 million of my money and then went and sold his workshop to someone else without paying me any compensation.
Well, you told him to sell it. You should have given him the rest of the money you owed him so you could keep the property.
Look at me.
You plan on acting as his witness?
It depends on you.
What do you mean?
I need 100 million tomans to buy an apartment.
It seems like you had fun with the money I gave you. What did you take me for? Did you think you can call me and blackmail me whenever you need money?
You seem to have forgotten again. That money you gave me wasn't blackmail money. It was my divorce settlement.
This isn't blackmail either. It's hush money.
I won't let you rip me off again, Sahar, my dear.
Fahad, wait a minute. You forgot to take this with you.
What happened?
She dragged me all the way here to make fun of me. Mehdi Faramand has found her. He's told her everything.
Is she going to testify for him?
She wants
$100 million.
What? I can't believe it.
What should I do? Hello.
What can I say, Farhad?
It's him.
Put it on speaker.
What is it?
I don't know whether or not I'll win this case, Sahar.
Of course you won't win now that I'm going to go testify in court.
If I can get Mehdi Farahman to pay me compensation, then fine.
I'll give you the money you're after.
I don't trust you.
I will give you a check. Once I get my money from
Farahman, I'll clear the check.
It's a deal.
I'll give you the check tomorrow. Hello, Mother.
Hi, Farhad. Have Shayesta and the kids left home yet?
What?
She called me and told me she was going to come here with the kids, but she hasn't arrived yet. It's been a long time since she called. I keep calling her cell phone, but it's got no reception. I thought maybe she's changed her mind and stayed at home. What do you think?
No, she's not home. She's on her way. Why is she coming there?
She didn't say anything. She just said she wanted to come over here and spend the night here. Did you two have a fight, Farhad?
No. I mean, yes. We had a bit of an argument early in the evening.
What did you have a fight about, darling?
Nothing. Something stupid.
Farhad, Shayesta is a sensitive. When she lived at home, her dad would always be careful not to say anything that would upset her. Oh, they're here. I'll try to get her to return home.
All right, thank you. Say hi to Mohammed for me.
I will. Take care, dear. I've got to go open the door for them. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I never knew we were so similar.
I hope to God I'll never be like you.
But you are. You might even be worse than me.
Is there anyone worse than you?
I might be a thief, but you're the king of thieves.
Well, I still say you shouldn't do this. If Nazanin finds out, she'll get so mad at you.
No, she won't find out. I'll tell Ruzbeh to pretend I never talked to him.
I really don't think you should get yourself involved in this, Bita.
Shabnam, Nazanin still likes Miran Faramand. That's why she can't think straight. She doesn't understand that she's losing out on a great opportunity here. I'm pretty sure that if Ruzbeh comes forward and my dad speaks with Nazanin about him, she'll come to her senses. And anyway, Nazanin's my sister. I can't just not care about her future, can I? Oh, he's coming. You wait here. I'll be back in a minute. Hey, Ruzbeh.
Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to you for a few minutes?
Yes, of course.
I don't know where to start from, really. I made Nazanin make a big mistake because of the wrong thoughts I had about you. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yes, I do understand, but it was mainly my fault, really. I should have spoken directly to her in the first place. I'm really sorry about this, for creating a misunderstanding for you.
No, it doesn't matter. But to be honest, I think Nazanin said no because of that misunderstanding.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, Nazanin said no to you because she didn't want me to feel upset.
But you see, the thing is that I found out later that Nazanin actually likes someone else.
Are you talking about Miran? Nah, she was never serious about him. And considering the things he did recently, my sister has totally forgotten about him.
What things?
You mean you don't know that Miran Faramand wanted to commit fraud? He'll be in jail soon. Everyone at university knows about it. Why don't you?
Well, I think it's obvious that not everybody knows.
And he kept it a secret from my sister. He wanted to trick her. Thankfully, we found out in time. I mean, we found out when they came to our house to propose, and then we told them to leave right away.
You mean to tell me that Nazanin doesn't plan on marrying him anyway?
No, Nazanin was so angry that night, she didn't even come out of her room to say hi to Miran's parents. Listen, Ruzbeh, I came here now to tell you that if you haven't changed your mind yet about proposing to Nazanin, then now would be the best time to do it.
And how exactly am I supposed to change my mind that quickly?
Just make sure you don't talk to her directly. Talk to my dad instead.
Yeah, okay, but could you give me your home number, please, if you don't mind?
No, I can't. I can't give you our home number. My dad will get really upset if he finds out I gave out our home number. But I will give you his work number.
Could you do me a favor and please let them know that I will be calling them?
Who, my dad?
No, I meant Nazanin.
No, I can't do that. And please remember that Nazanin can't find out I spoke to you. Otherwise, she's going to get really mad at me.
Okay, sure. Could you give me your dad's work number then, if you don't mind?
Okay. But don't tell him I gave it to you.
No, don't worry, I won't.
Here you go. Add it to your contact list. You're welcome.
Thank you.
See you.
Thank you.
Let's go. Come on.
What? Why do you want to go this way?
Come on, you'll find out. Thank God we got rid of Miran for good. Nazanin can now go about deciding her future in peace.
You did a very bad thing, Bita.
Why? He deserves it. He still keeps calling Nazanin after what he did to her. This guy will go tell him, and Miran will leave my sister alone for good.
All right, he heard you. So let's go back now.
Oh, goodness. I didn't even realize we were going the wrong way.
All right, let's go from the other side of the road this time so we don't pass him.
Hey, let's walk past him again. He might not have heard me properly.
You're crazy. Let's go.
Summoner, if you've got clothes that need ironing, give them to me.
Thanks.
What's wrong, honey?
I got a call from the psychologist's office.
And?
Well, they gave me an appointment, but they said that you and Mom have to come with me as well.
Why do we have to come, darling?
They said there are some things that you need to hear as well.
Trust in God, darling. Don't worry, sweetie.
Should I call Mehdi Faramand?
I'm too embarrassed to tell him, Farhanak. I feel sorry for him.
Don't start again, Sahar.
I just won't show up in court. Why do I need to call him?
You can't do that. You have to tell him, otherwise he will come over here again. And besides, if you tell him that you're not going to act as his witness, he'll think of another strategy to save himself.
What am I supposed to tell him?
What I already told you. Stop having doubts, Sahar. You shouldn't ruin your future because of someone else. Should I dial his number? Make him lose all the hope he's got. Make him understand that he can't go down this route anymore.
Hello.
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 Where have you two been?
Hello.
Hello, darling. Mehdi and I went to see a few properties. We're planning on starting up the business again.
You said you'd found a place.
Yeah, the landlord called and told me that he's changed his mind. He doesn't want his property to be used as a workshop. Oh, yummy. Thank you very much.
Well, I took Tuba to the medical center for her vaccines and I thought I'd drop by.
Good for you.
Why so late?
There was a lot of traffic, so we walked home. We had a father and son talk, and we got plenty of exercise, too.
Go sit down. I'll bring you
some tea.
Thank
you very much. Don't make mine too strong. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Faramand.
How can I help you?
Hi. It's Sahar Bezorgmeh here.
Oh, hi, Miss Bezorgmeh. How are you?
Good, thanks. Mr. Faramand,
I called to tell you that, unfortunately, I can't do what you asked me to do. I can't testify against Mr. Fani in court, after all.
Miss Bezorgmeh, you know very well that Mr. Fani had planned for me, and I was stupid enough to help him execute his plan. You're the only one who can help me. But Miss Bezorgmeh, your testimony is the only hope that I have of proving my innocence. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Please, think about that for a moment.
I've thought long and hard about this, Mr. Faramand. Mr. Fani and I are business partners.
Therefore, I can't have him turn against me because of this.
I'd be jeopardizing the future of my business with him.
Miss Bezorgmeh, didn't you tell me the other day that it's been a while since you've heard from Mr. Fani? I'm sorry, but what kind of a partnership is that?
I've invested money in Mr. Fani's company.
We don't necessarily have to be in contact with one another.
He deposits some interest into my account every month because of the money I've invested in his business.
I'm sorry, Miss Bezorgmeh, but I don't believe a word that you're saying. I'm certain that Mr. Fani has called you and he's done something to make you change your mind.
I'm sorry, I have to go, Mr. Faramand.
Miss Bezorgmeh, if you don't come to that court and I get prosecuted because of a crime that I didn't commit,
you will have a share in this injustice, and I won't forgive you for it.
I will let God deal with you himself.
I'm sorry. Please don't call me or come to my house ever again.
I have said everything
that I had to say to you. Goodbye.
Well done. It's over now. Don't think about anything else now, except that home you're going to buy. I'll make you a cup of coffee and you will feel better.
دوریو از سر بگیری کم میارم، دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست. یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنینی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست، این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیمیشه، آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.